This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Let's get out of here. This Monday is almost closed up. It's time for the entertainment drill brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I'll be heading out there later today. Do a little one-arm fight, and I got Kevin Ray, the Suns, was telling me that. And he said they did a little one-arm fight the other day because of my nonsense. They've implemented into their regular classes, and he said it's just a gasser. It is, and it's a blast. Because I got my one good arm. So now my other arm's back. I think I might implement a couple of light lefts.
Better be careful.
I'm not going to hit anything too hard. You know.
Just maybe. Walls.
I don't know. I could pop some stuff. Just keep it moving. You know, I got to keep it moving. That's the key to life. Got to keep it moving. We're not like sharks. We can lay down every once in a while. But when you lay down too much, you turn into a blob. And you don't want to do that. This place will get you in amazing shape and get you a little smarter. And you can start seeing the world a little differently. And you will. They had a seminars going on all weekend long. They do all sorts of fun stuff with de-escalation programs and things like that. They've got the rape prevention seminar coming up in a couple of weeks. All sorts of different things. And they're the most creative, thought-out processes you've ever been a part of. That one they do when they turn their whole place into a nightclub and have an active shooter in it is unreal. It's
turned into a nightclub?
They just turn everything into a nightclub. Set up tables, turn the lights on, music super loud, and all of a sudden you hear boom, boom, boom.
Oh, man.
And you got to find them. And it's live. It's like the rounds are what a round would sound like. And it's scary. And, you know, everybody hits the deck and people panic, and it's pretty fun. And it's real. Like, it's like, this is what would happen. Why would we pretend? We're going to put you in a situation your adrenaline goes through the moon, and that's the best thing. Adrenaline feels great. And they pump you full of it, man. That place naturally pumps you full of the best thing you got in your body. And you walk out of there feeling stronger and better. Trust me on this one. You're not getting anything like this at any other place. No other place is teaching you the stuff they teach you. And no other place is giving you the rush that you'll get until you go to ReactDefense.com. It is the home of Tactical Black. It's in Phoenix. It's in Glendale. It's in Chandler. They got you surrounded. And also online, TacticalBlackVault.com. Brady, entertain me.
Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl was reportedly Justin Timberlake's idea.
Sure.
A stylist who worked the show says Justin wanted to one-up Britney Spears, Madonna, and Christina Aguilera's makeout scene in the VMAs.
Ooh.
Stylist Wayne Scott Lucas said this.
That was hot, too.
What?
When Britney and Christina started.
Oh, I thought you saying when Janet threw that out there. That wasn't hot.
I like that. Nah. I like Janet. I thought that sexiest thing Janet ever did was on the cover of that magazine where someone else was holding her
was
boobs.
Was it Vogue?
Is it Esquire or Vogue? I don't know.
I'll take Britney and Christina.
I'll take Janet from the If video.
Now that's solid. Definitely solid.
That still to this day has me. When I saw Janet Jackson and she started to sing If, I started to understand why those little girls at the Beatles show and Ed Sullivan cried. I almost did it. Like, this is my passion. Like, that song's amazing.
During a virtual presentation of the reopening of Disney parks, an exec showed off what looked like to be a real lightsaber. It actually turned on and off just like the ones in the movies.
Oh.
There's no word where or when it'll be unveiled, but the pictures, they said it's not CGI. It's real. You're going to hack a limb off of a Disney exec, man.
So it's a real...
Yeah.
Can cut through stuff?
I haven't seen it yet, but at the end of the reopening presentation, guy
we got
pops
real
it
ones, and it does damage.
They said,
"Whoa, awesome!"
They said there's no word on how that's going to be used, but since the presentation, it's they're going to be doing something with it.
Okay,
Prince Harry.
Sounds great.
Went back to England. Meghan did not.
She's not going back because Prince Philip,
according to the reason being, is she's pregnant. The doctor said it wouldn't be good for you to travel.
Nah, come on. Yeah. It's a private plane. You would have a doctor on it. The only reason that pregnant women can't travel is because they get far away from their doctors. I think Harry and Meghan can afford to bring the doctor with. Garbage answer. Second, according to our British friend Ian Campfield, who used to come on all the time, Philip was the racist one in the... That's why after the whole what color is the baby going to be,
Yeah. Everybody
said it wasn't Philip. Philip didn't say it because we all knew Philip did say that, but he didn't say it. They weren't talking about him right then, which is bashing a guy who was dying at the time. So Philip was the racist one. We'd like to keep it real pure. He's 99 years old, so come on.
Willie Nelson sent a letter to President Biden asking him to make the high holidays an official national holiday.
Of course.
420 through the 29th, basically.
To make it a nine-day.
Weedies get that much time?
I don't know about
time.
9 days. Just give me one, bro.
He wants a day off to smoke weed, even though he's going to smoke it either way.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got S to do.
Willie Nelson would have been great in that. Sitting there with Chris Tucker.
I saw a little bit about that. A homeless guy somehow snuck into the USC practice field and impersonated a football player for several days.
Huh.
He ate meals with the team, even got on the field and shagged some punts. Yeah.
Good on him.
Well, good on you, USC, too.
Yeah.
Not like you guys have had any scandals in the last couple of years.
He's got a full ride. He's 28 years old, and he's the youngest guy on the team right now.
Right, and he's also Massimo and the girl from Full House's son.
There's going to be a Magic Mike reality competition show in development. HBO Max is doing it. This will be interesting. 10 contestants who lost their magic. They're going to train them to perform spectacular routines and develop a new level of self-confidence as they strip. And become a real Magic Mike.
But in this world, are you going to get some slob on there like Chris Farley did in the Chippendales thing?
Yeah. Which Channing was Tatum funny and couldn't do it.
As a producer.
Conan O'Brien wrote that.
It's one of he did?
Yeah, one of the funniest things that's ever been on Saturday Night Live is Chris Farley trying to dance for Chippendales. And today, you couldn't do it. You couldn't make the joke. Maybe with guys, maybe you could. You couldn't have A.D. Bryant up there trying to be a stripper. People would be like, why couldn't she? Everyone's beautiful. That's not true. That's just not true. We've got to stop saying that. At best, 5% of the population is good looking. Beautiful is a different, that's a small percentage. And we keep talking about everybody's beautiful. And I fall into the other category, folks. I'm the before picture.
We lost another Trans Am, Burt Reynolds. He owned it. But I don't know how many
the Bandit
had. Yeah, this was a Trans Am once owned by the Bandit himself, Burt Reynolds. It burned up in a fire.
Oh, a crispy Bandit. It burned up. Oh, I thought, I thought it was for sale and somebody bought it.
No.
Tipping back for my dead homies now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. One of the Bandit Trans Ams is gone.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, how many has he owned? Because you always see one going up for auction. Oh, Burt Reynolds owned this one.
It's like a lot of Trans Ams.
If he drove it for a day, he owned it.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if he had a deal.
Add to him.
All of the cars that they used in Bandit were his. Because they wreck like 30 of those things filming it. Like that one that hits the mailboxes.
Oh, yeah.
The front end of that thing gets destroyed.
And they jump the bridge.
And it buckles.
Yeah.
Oh. I bet you he owned every one of them. It's like, look, I get whatever one's standing at the end is mine. So all these Trans Ams that Burt Reynolds owned might not have ever
been
in
them. Or they just had a Earl Scheib job on some crappy, you know, ones.
Could be.
The Talk returns today with fresh episodes, but no Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, they got rid of her. She's racist.
I know Brett's excited about this. The Friends reunion special has wrapped. There's no word on when it'll air.
Here's what I can't wait about. I hated Friends. I thought it was the stupidest show on TV. Here's what I can't wait for them to do. Because since the show's been off the air, everybody's been like, not one black friend in New York City, really? Not one? The whole time the show's on, you didn't really have any black. They're going to have to.
Was there even any guests that were?
I don't think so. Maybe. I'm sure they had a couple, but nothing like on the show. Like they had there was nothing. It was so white. Even for me, I was like disgusted at how white it was. And I don't care about that stuff. Like this show makes me sick. And I didn't like any of them. I thought Phoebe and Joey, I wish they'd have died in a fire. I hated their characters and that smelly cat thing. And
I watched it last week.
So
and
unfunny.
I think it might have been the pilot episode.
Yeah.
No, it was weird.
And Schwimmer, just awful. The whole thing. Mom.
Just
stop.
Constantly worried.
Being so worried. Standing here, I cry like a woman. So they're going to have to awkwardly work in a black person to the Friends reunion. And it's going to be like the fifth Beatle just shows. There's no reason at all for this person
it's
to
cousin
be
Cousin Oliver just it rolling is. Into
it's
the set.
Be, yeah. It's going to be black Cousin Oliver. And the friends have to act like it's normal that all of a sudden the reunion includes a new guy.
Hey, it's Kenan Thompson.
Right, fine. He might show up. That'd be great.
Gentrification of the neighborhood.
It's going to be like that thing you're watching, They. Yeah. There's just going to be a black guy in the friend set, and everybody's going to be a little nervous on how they do it. I cannot wait to see how they navigate that whole thing about. Because they thought they were on the forefront of everything with the lesbians and the gay thing, and they weren't.
Two last quickies. Justin Timberlake will play Chuck Barris for a series on Apple TV from The Gong Show.
Oh, I was thinking Chuck Berry. I'm like, that's going to get him fired from everything.
Yeah.
He cannot be Chuck Berry. He's going to play Chuck Barris.
I think he could pull that off.
He could do Chuck Barris.
I think he's
got the same hair.
And then Eddie Van Halen's Frankenstrat guitar, which he gave to Leslie West from Mountain, is hitting the auction block.
How much do they think? Doesn't say. All his guitars are going out the door. Well, there you go.
Wolfie's got bills.
Evidently, Wolfie is trying to get rid of Dad's stuff. Took up a lot of space in the garage. All right. Well, there you go. That's Monday in the books. That's it. Well done, gentlemen. Nothing? Anywhere? All clear.
No, we're good.
We're getting the hell out of here. Have yourselves a fantastic Monday.
Just fix it!
We'll see you tomorrow. Watch out for Brady. He's got a donut on his. He's got that Lincoln Outback. It's coming your way. He's got a donut on it. It's going 90. Might fly off. We're all done. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the sickness. Bye.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.